This is All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. French doctors treating Yasser Arafat in Paris deny reports that he has died. The Palestinian leader's health has deteriorated in the last 2 days, and earlier today, Israel's Channel 2 television quoted unnamed sources as saying Arafat was, quote, no longer alive. But doctors at the French military hospital where he's being treated made a statement to dispel those reports. Reporter Eleanor Beardsley joins us from Paris. Eleanor Beardsley, what's the latest on Arafat's condition?
Well, officially, Robert, the latest is that a hospital spokesman said that yesterday his health condition deteriorated rapidly and he was put into an intensive care unit so that care could continue, and he is still being treated at the hospital. Unofficially, a member of the Palestinian delegation, an unnamed member, told reporters that Arafat is in a coma and on a respiratory machine.
Now, where did the reports of his death come from?
Well, it all started this afternoon on Israeli radio and TV that reported that Arafat was dead, citing French sources. Then the Prime Minister of Luxembourg, arriving at a European summit, said that Arafat had died. And then George Bush, in a press conference, said, "May God rest his soul." So the rumors were flying, and to top it off, Jacques Chirac paid a visit to Arafat at the hospital. He hasn't come all week, and he showed up today. So everyone was thinking that he had died, and then that's when the hospital spokesman came out, and they made a statement, and they made it very clear, Mr. Arafat is still alive.
President Bush's remark, of course, came in response to a reporter's question. The reporter informed the president that Mr. Arafat had died, and the president learned that erroneous information at that moment and made the comment, may God bless his soul. What does the French government say about Mr. Arafat's condition and the situation in the Middle East?
Well, the French government hasn't made any statements so far, but talking to people on the street, some people are saying, you know, now that Bush has been reelected and he won't deal with Arafat, maybe it's just as well that somebody new comes and maybe there's a chance that the peace situation in the Middle East can move.
What's the level of interest in France about Mr. Arafat's condition?
Well, at the hospital, the level of interest is huge. There are hundreds of reporters from all over the world camping out day and night. On the street in Paris, it's a little different. People are following it, and I've heard some people say they're proud that Arafat is being treated in France, that he was able to come here. And I've heard others say, why has France invited Arafat to be treated here? It's not going to help in relations with the Jewish community in France or with Israel or the U.S.
Reporter Eleanor Beardsley in Paris, thank you very much.
Thank you.